Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Psalm 20, verse 7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Friend, it is not a dumb faith. It is a faith that says, God, no matter what happens, my trust, my faith is in you. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust the name of our Lord. And happy Thursday to you. So good to see you. We are inching closer to Christmas, less than 5 days, 4 days away, give or take. And we are just inching closer a week from Tuesday. I mean, it's coming up. It's the 25th. Are you ready? Yeah, neither am I. I was telling somebody just the other day that it doesn't even feel like Christmas. It doesn't. I mean, it seems impossible that it's already here, but anyways, well, I hope and pray that you are having a wonderful Advent season, a wonderful and blessed week. It is Thursday, this December 20th, 2018. And speaking of Christmas, this Saturday, it's the Great News Radio Singing Men of GNN Christmas concert at Marketplace Mall, 2000 North Neal Street in Champaign, this Saturday, 12 noon. It's their 20th year of having their Christmas concert right there in the food court. And come on out, be part of that. Also, the Great News Radio Children's Choir will be there as well. And I've said it before, what a great opportunity to be a blessing to those who are out in their holiday shopping, their Christmas shopping, and be reminded of why we do this thing called Christmas, why we celebrate it, and what it's all about. So I hope and pray that you're able to join us and be part of this on Saturday, Marketplace Mall Food Court, 12 noon. Make sure you're there. Singing Men of GNN, as well as the Great News Radio Children's Choir, will be there as well. Hey, this past week, it was Tuesday night, we had the Great News Radio Christmas party. That was such a pleasure. We all just kind of gathered up and just had nice meal, some great fellowship. We sang some Christmas carols. It was just a wonderful time. And, you know, the Great News Radio Christmas party. And then we have those involved in the Prime Live Times. And, you know, it's great because there are folks that are so involved in this ministry that we don't see every single day. So it's so good just to sit down and all just kind of catch up on life and family and ministry and what the Lord is doing. And so that was such a blessing this past Tuesday night. And honestly, we are here at Great News Radio because, first of all, the grace of God. I mean, we, apart from Him, this is, none of this would be possible. God is so good. He is so faithful. We are here because of His grace, but also because of His people who pray for us, who volunteer, partner with us, but also give financially to this radio ministry. We have, 10 days left in 2018. Would you consider helping this radio ministry end the year in the black, on budget, with all expenses paid? We would greatly appreciate it. Your gift is 100% tax deductible. You can give online, greatnewsradio.org. Click the donate button there right on the right-hand side, greatnewsradio.org. Click donate. Or you can just write to us. You can send a check in the mail to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And really, from all of us here at Great News Radio, thank you for just believing in this radio ministry and partnering with us. Apart from Almighty God and apart from you, we are unable to do what we do each and every day. So thank you. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be talking about the shepherds of Christmas. You know, one of the greatest headlines in the history of humankind, that this child, the Christ child, the Messiah has been born. Who would God deliver this wonderful headline to? Who would be the first to hear this great news? And today we're going to be talking about the shepherds of Christmas. I think you'll be blessed by this. Coming up right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. And I don't know about you, but lots of headlines over this past year. Some interesting news stories over 2018. And in fact, today we're going to take a look at the report of one of the greatest news stories of all time. It wasn't first delivered to millions from CNN or Fox News. It was delivered to a humble group of folks. I don't know if you have your Bible, but if you do and are able to turn to it, Luke chapter 2 today, as we're going to be talking about the shepherds of Christmas, the shepherds of Christmas. Luke chapter 2, let's look at verse 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you, born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So, who will be the first to know about the greatest news ever? Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, was born. Who would be the first person to know? Who would be the first group of people that will hear one of the most exciting news lines, news stories, headlines in history? Who will be the first to know? It wasn't the mayor of Bethlehem. It wasn't the king, Herod. It wasn't a ruler. It wasn't a prince. It wasn't a high priest. It wasn't the religious elite. The angels reserved their most magnificent announcement of Jesus' birth for the least likely of recipients. And it was to shepherds. Verse 8 says, in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. You know, some of Israel's greatest heroes were shepherds. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David. But the role of a shepherd, honestly, wasn't a popular one. In fact, they were looked down upon. Shepherds were considered ceremonially unclean by the religious elite of the day. They were not allowed for worship in the temple, and if they needed to testify in a court case, their testimony would not be received as valid. Because some shepherds had a bad reputation, some were even dishonest. Because they were often months at a time without supervision, they often were accused of stealing some of the increase of the flock. Somebody several years ago found some documents from the Roman period that said, if you catch shepherds, flog them on the suspicion that they're bandits. I mean, the very nature of a shepherd's work kept them from entering into the mainstream of Israel's society. And the Bible says they were out in the field. Now, if you're out in the field with these animals, that means these shepherds, they were smelly. They were dirty. They were lowly. I mean, why was heaven's glory revealed to a bunch of nobodies in the middle of nowhere? See, friend, The shepherds represent for you and me today in 2018 the picture of the far-reaching nature of God's love. Because in reality, Jesus Christ came for the dirty. Jesus Christ came for the smelly. Jesus Christ came for the lowly. Jesus Christ came for those who were outcasted and separated from God because of their sin. John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever, whoever, black, white, Asian, rich, poor, middle class, the down and out, the uppity up, and everyone else in between, whoever. There isn't anybody so low that the Lord cannot reach down into their situation and bring them back to him. There isn't anybody so far from God that he cannot draw them to himself with the cords of his everlasting love. There isn't anybody so lost that even Jesus, the good shepherd, can go find and get. Verse 16, when the angels went away from them. Verse 15, when the angels went away from then into heaven, the shepherds said, watch this, to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that which has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. I mean, after hearing the news, after hearing one of the greatest headlines ever, they went to Jesus. These unclean men are the first to bow down to the Messiah. Friend, if you're dirty today, come to Jesus. If you're unclean today, come to Jesus. If you've been rolling around with the filthy animals of this world, come to Jesus. If you made some bad decisions that landed you to hit rock bottom, come to Jesus. If you had an abortion, come to Jesus. If you had an affair, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He said in John 6:37, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. Come to Jesus. Why was heaven's glory revealed to a bunch of nobodies in the middle of nowhere? The shepherds represent for us the picture of the far-reaching nature of God's amazing love.
tender brow prepared for thorn. Tiny heart whose blood will save us unto us is born. Our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God, perfect Son of God. Welcome to our world.
Isn't this a beautiful song? It's Michael W. Smith, and welcome to our world. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. It's Thursday, this December 20th, 2018, and my email address here at the radio station is joey at greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. I would love to hear from you. Don't forget this weekend, the Great News Radio Christmas concert with the Singing Men of GNN Marketplace Mall, Saturday, 12 noon. The Children's Choir will be there as well. Make sure you're there. This is the 20th year, two decades. That's a long time. 20 years, this 20th year. So make sure you're there, and I promise you, you'll be blessed in the process. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. And again, for the rebroadcast tomorrow night, as you will hear a special production of It's a Wonderful Life. That's coming up tomorrow morning right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have yourself a good rest of your Thursday.